Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others." Amen. Amen. Our Deepest Fear by Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. What do we really have to lose in letting our light shine before others? I'm just curious because after many years of working with humans, I have noticed a trend. A lot of people are afraid to let their light shine, like terrified, or at least uncomfortable with being bright, loving, smart, funny, talented, or at least it seems in front of others. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others." What is there to fear in just choosing to be the light? Perhaps there is a part of us that thinks we would seem naive if we just chose to be the light. Perhaps we fear people will judge us as Pollyanna or distant from the struggle or elitist or arrogant, and maybe some will. But when we shine, there will be others that will absorb the light we reflect and be transformed by it. When we shine, we give others permission to shine too. Jesus said, "You are the light." If we are to be the light, we need to understand the light. So, what exactly is the nature of light? This question is a question that scientists have been exploring for thousands of years. There have been many theories about the nature of light since way before the time of Jesus. What we know about light is that the light from the sun warms the earth, drives global weather patterns, and initiates life-sustaining processes. What we know is that light is the primary tool for sustaining and perceiving the world. Light is what shapes our perceptions. When my father and I were about 100 miles above the Arctic Circle, and we came to be without radio or a way out for many, many days, it was light 22 hours out of the day. This light gave the pilots more time during the day to fly the hundreds of miles that led them to find us stuck out by the edge of the Hulahula River in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. As we gratefully boarded the rescue biplane and put on our headsets so that we could communicate, the plane's ascension felt like a miracle. I was in a state of mystical euphoria as we climbed higher and higher away from the ground that just moments before had held us like a chamber with no walls. And as we traveled back to base, our plane was suddenly wrapped, engulfed almost in the most unexpected and full rainbow. The multicolored light radiated from our plane in all directions and seemed to expand infinitely. Now, as I said, I was already in quite a state of mystical euphoria after having been saved from the Arctic Neverlands, but there was something about this moment in the midst of that rainbow that helped me to understand everything my dad and I had been through those past few weeks in the midst of the tundra. Suddenly, that time and the struggle of being stuck had meaning. And I felt wrapped in light in that rainbow that engulfed us. And in that moment, I was transformed. Since that day, I learned that the rainbow that engulfed our plane wasn't just any rainbow. The name of that particular light show, and I'm not making this up, is a glory. We literally flew through the middle of glory. A glory light is a rare atmospheric phenomenon. A glory is created in the backscattered light formed from water droplets, which produce a fog or a mist, and then a set of rings of colored light which surround the shadow of the observer. Jesus said, "You are the light." Light is received by the observer when it is reflected off of an object, like the water droplets in the clouds. Light must be reflected or transmitted by one object to be received by the eye of another. And when received, light transforms our perceptions. When my dad and I flew through the midst of the glory, nothing had changed. Nothing was, in fact, transformed by that light, except my perception of the world. You see, moments before that flight, I had been in a state of total fear for days, not knowing when we would get out of the wild. I had been doubting the whole trip. Why did I do this? Why am I even here? I don't belong here. I never should have come. But when we were rescued and flew through the middle of the glory light, I felt the divine love of God so completely that my entire perception of the world shifted. My 21-year-old self suddenly saw clearly that there was so much more to living than being safe. So much more. There was mystery and awe and connection and wonder, and I suddenly knew it was all worth the risk of living wild and free, worth the risk of shining bright and living big. When light hits an object, one of three things happens. Either the object reflects the light, transmits the light, or absorbs the light, changing it to energy. In that moment on the plane, I absorbed the light of glory and it changed me. I was transformed from fearful to faithful. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." The light that we are is not the original source of light. We are the object that reflects the light. And God knows the world needs some light right now. Always has, always will. The light of love and compassion and justice has the power to transform by changing our perception. if we choose to absorb the light and use that energy to then reflect light to others, Jesus said, let your light shine before others. I can choose to absorb it and let it soften me, transform me, its energy readying me for the days ahead. Or I can choose to remain in the shadow of fear, despair, and cynicism, living small and avoiding the light altogether. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. To all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others. Grace. We are indeed a city built on a hill, and we are doing good work. And when we let our light shine, this is not for our glory, but for the glory of God, so that others may experience the light of God reflected, transmitted to them, and be transformed and shine their light for others. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. We are here to reflect that light, to radiate that light, to transmit that light of love. That is our purpose. And this is why we have been placed on this hill in North Asheville, in North Carolina, in these United States in 2023, to give light to all the house. So really, what do we have to lose in letting our light shine? What is there to fear in letting go of cynicism and despair, of living small, of hiding our gifts, and choose instead to reflect nothing but the light? Friends, to be light in a world which perceives fear behind every shadow, to be light in a world where so many perceptions are drenched in cynicism and despair, and to reflect just the light of God, in hope of transforming fear to faith, anger to love, bitterness to generosity, oppression to justice. Really, what do we have to lose? Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Shine your light for all to see. So who are we not to be? There are only two ways to catch a glimpse of this atmospheric phenomenon called glory: to go to the highest mountain or to fly. Why do you think Jesus was always going to the mountaintop? The only way to be surrounded by glory is to elevate ourselves above the shadows of fear. So friends, stop shrinking or becoming small to make others comfortable, and never ask someone else to do that. That will never lead us or others to transformation or liberation. Seek higher ground and raise each other up. Because Jesus said, let your light shine before others. You are the light of the world. Shine. Grace, shine. Who are we not to? Because Jesus tells us that, in fact, we were born to make manifest the glory of God. Amen.